Starting Bezras Hashem, Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, and we'll begin six lines from the top. I'm going to pick up right in the middle of a Tanya Kabasi. Now, just to step back in, the Mishnah had brought down HaChodel, so Rechaim, Over Misham Loisase, V'chaim Misham Shnei Kalim. The way we explained it was that a Rechaim has two parts, the Rechaim and the Rachav. Okay, now we had a Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Are you Chayiv two or three if you take as a Mashgan a Rechaim with a Rachav, meaning two because you're taking both parts of the Kalim? But the third one, the question is, what about the Pasuk of Ki Nefesh Hu Chayvel? So Rav Huna says, yes, you would get that too. Versus Rav Yehuda would say that no, since it's listed separately, the Pasuk called out Rechaim v'Rachav, those have it, their own two. And then Ki Nefesh Hu Chayvel is all other going on Shar Kalim of Eichel Nefesh. Okay, it's not a, like, Abaya and Rava in Pesachim, it's not a sugya of Leikin Alav Shabakolos or not. It's a question of, did the Torah mean that the Nefki Nefesh Hu Chayvel should be going on the Rechayim Barachav as well? And that is the Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Again, are you going to get three Malkos or two? So we're going to start Tanya Kavase to Rav Yehuda. And this will bring back some of the concepts that we had from the beginning, and I call the beginning would be the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel in regards to taking a mashkan. So Tanya Kavase de Rav Yehuda, we have a brisa that's like Rav Yehuda, meaning that you're only going to get two. Okay, chaval zug shel svarim, shel safrim. Okay, if you took as a mashkan, you took a pair of scissors, a barber's scissors, vid semed shel parois, or the kind of like the yoke. That, in other words, if you wanted to have two cows work together, so you would have this kli that would bind them together. Tzemed chalparas, chayiv shtayim. So both of these are a two-part keli. And what we're saying is you're going to be chayiv two. Zeba atzmai v'zeba atzmai. Each blade of the scissors, let's say. So then, en chayiv la'achas, right? So that would be, in a way, similar. What we're thinking is rechayim v'rachav. V'tanya idach. Now, Rashi says, so the raya is going to be from the fact that you're only chayiv two, not three. Now, Rashi says this Tanya Idach is not a real Tanya Idach, meaning it's not a separate brisa, it's a continuation of the same brisa. And from the first part, right, you have a two-part keli. So Rechayim v'Rachev is a two-part keli, and you're chayiv two. So too, Zug shel Safrim, and the Zug shel, the scissors for the barber, and the Tzamet shel Paris is also a two-part keli, and we see how many are you chayiv? It's only two, not three, right? So that would be right, except that we can answer that maybe the pasuk of Rechayim L'sachbo Rechayim V'Rachav is specific to Rechayim V'Rachav, and maybe there, that's the only type of two-part keli would be Chayiv two. So it could be here that you're Chayiv two as well, one because of the kli, and one because of Ki Nefesh Hu Chayiv. So I don't have a raya from this, as Rashi says, the first part of the Braisa. But Tanya Idach, the continuation of the Braisa is Chaval Zug Shel Sfarim, Saprim, right? Again, if you take as a mashkin the scissors of a barber, but semen shel paras, yachol yechayv al achas, have a meaning is you're only going to be chayv one, tamalomer la yachbo rechayim v'rochev. So here the brisa ties these kalim to rechayim v'rochev, that's why Rashi explains it, and therefore now we see, well, rechayim v'rochev is not just dafka rechayim v'rochev, but any two-part keli, you'd be chayv for two. Ma rechayim v'rochev sheim yuchadim shnei kalim, ba'isim malacha achas, even though they're used in concert to do one malacha, to grind the and make flour, still you're going to be chayiv for both kelim. Chayiv al zeb pnei atzmai, zeb pnei atzmai. Af kol barim shehin shal shnei kelim yuchadim loisem alacha achas. Chayiv al zeb pnei atzmai, al zeb pnei atzmai. So we see any two part kelim, you're going to be chayiv. How many? Two. Now this is going to be Tanya Kavasi to Rav Yehuda because how many are you chayiv? Two. According to Rav Huna, you should be chayiv three, right? You should be chayiv also because of ki nefesh uchayvel. So we have a raya to Rav Yehuda. Now, I just want to point out, it's interesting that what are the two-part kalim that we bring in this brisa? We bring in beis parois charashis and the zug shel saprim, right? Which is the barber's scissors. So according to Rashi, and this really goes back to Kuf Yud Gimel, might have mentioned that Taisus on Kuf Yud Gimel addresses this. When we talk about kalim, and again, according to the way we explained yesterday, there's a machlokes rishonim, but according to the rishonim that hold that there is always an iser to take kalim of eichel nefesh, question is what fits into the category of kalim shel eichel nefesh. It's mashma here that kalim shel eichel nefesh would include anything used to make money. meaning that becomes eichel nefesh, right? Meaning a barber's scissors, or you have a guy who needs to plow his field. Tosfos doesn't like that. He says that the only kelim eichel nefesh is only direct eichel nefesh, and therefore he actually changes it. Tosfos on Kuf Yud Gimel, and he changes it and says that the zug shel safrim here that we're talking about, he changes the gear so that we're talking about scissors that are used to prepare food, to like trim vegetables, or semen shel paros, that it's a kli to use that when the animals are threshing. When they're threshing, they're actually making the food, right? So that, it has to be directly a kli that is making food, that would be kelim eichel nefesh, versus Rashi would hold that it's not limited to, it's anything used, and much obviously wider scope of what would be considered a kelim eichel nefesh. Again, would have a huge nafka mina, according to the Man D'Amrim, that hold, that you're never allowed to take those kelim as a mashkan. So, just one thing is interesting, that the Ri, Tosfos brings down the Shitas Ri, that even though, again, he says kelim, right, it sounds like the keli has to be much closer to preparing food in order to be eichel nefesh, but food itself would not be considered eichel nefesh. It's the kelim, the pasuk is specifically saying, l'sach bo rechayim bo rochev, it would be the kelim, okay, and therefore, so again, within the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Tosfos on Kuf Yud Gimel, is it can't be something that's just used to make money, and it can't be the food itself. It would have to be some, you know, specifically kelim used in the preparation of food. Hu gavra, the chaval sakina dashkavta mechavre. A person took as a mashkan a knife that was a sheichet's knife. So he took, a sheichet owed him money, he took his knife as a mashkan. Also kamei dabai, he comes dabai, amar le zila hadre. Give it back to him. Dabalei kli, she'isim by eichel nefesh. Well, it's a kli that's used for eichel nefesh. V'takum bedina ala. Okay, now you have to go ahead and take him to Bezin. You want to get paid? Go take him to Bezin to get paid. But you got to give back the mashkin first. Okay, Rava Amar. Rava says, no, let's introduce chazaka. Le'tzarech le'mekim bedina ala. You don't need to take him. And now that you're holding onto the kli, yachol litain ad kedei demehem. Right? You can basically say, you can hold it as a mashkan to get back up to the amount of money that the keli is worth. Okay? So Rava holds that since you took it as a mashkan, and Rashi explains there's no edim that you took it as a mashkan, so you could have said, you have a migu. You could say that, you could say that, lukuchi hi biyadai, and therefore, you don't need to take him to dinner anymore, you now are holding his knife that he needs to operate, right? He needs that to work. And therefore, you can just hold on to it and get paid. Now, in general, so Abaye just told him to go return this knife. There was, and Tosfos brought this down earlier in the sugya, there's a question of, we know that there's a din of hashev tashev, that you have to return back the kelim to the person who you took them from as a mashkin when he needs those kelim. So, that hashev tashev is havoy kivay hashemesh, as we mentioned, the pasuk says kivay hashemesh, is only in the time when he needs to use them. The question here is that Abaye, and the Rishonim asked this question, that Abaye just told him, go bring it back right now. Why does he have to give it back right now? If, again, there's a machlekes, Abaye and Rav, a famous machlekes in Tmura of Iyav and Mahani or not. Right, so even if you say Iyav and Mahani, if you are over on something that the Torah told you not to do, Does it take effect or not? So if you hold it takes effect, then we understand hashev tashev. Even if you hold the avid loy mahani, meaning still, even though it didn't work, still the pasuk is telling you hashev tashev. Okay, and therefore that would serve, since the Torah has a pasuk to tell you that, it would serve as an exception. But over here, the question again is, why does he have to return it right away? So Tosfos on Kotes Buzz says that according to Abaya, it was a zchiyah b'tais, meaning he took it, he didn't realize that it was usur, that it was within the purview of kelim leisachbol rechayim borachav, of kelim of eichel nefesh, and therefore he didn't realize that he wasn't supposed to take it, and therefore the mashkin, it's like he never took it at all. So that would mean that if he did take it, b'mezid, it's a case because the guy didn't realize. So he went to Abaya. Oh, so it's not a good taking of a mashkin, so give it back to him because you weren't supposed to take this mashkin. But according to Abaya, Abaya holds Iyav and Mahani, which means that if he wasn't supposed to take it, and he knew he was taking it as a mashkin, so then he actually wouldn't have to give it back right away. He would just be subject to hashev tashev, which means to only give it back at the time when the guy needs to use it, okay? And that is why Abaya told him again. So, but Tosfos Shita is the reason why Abaya told him you have to give it back right away, even though the pasuk says hashev tashev, kivay hashemesh, when he needs it, is because it wasn't a good tvisa, it wasn't a good taking of the mashkin. He wasn't supposed to take it in the first place, and he didn't realize, Okay, it was a, in the words of Tosfos, Zechia Betois. Okay, so now the question is, so we have a Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, Lamaisa, the guy's holding the mashkan, give it back. You weren't supposed to take it. And Rava says, hold on one second. He is now a muchzik on it. He took it. There were no edim. He could tina that it's his. He bought it. So therefore, he could hold on to it. If the sheikh wants to get his knife, he wants his knife back, so then he has to go ahead and pay. Akadei demayim. Ba'abaya frekta gemara, lesley ha'i svara. Abaya doesn't have this svara. Maishna mehanu easy to achli chushla. There were certain goats that ate somebody else's chushla, which is peeled barley. Benarda, the asamara de chushla, the owner of the peeled barley, the tafaslu, he grabbed the goats. Bekatayin tuva. And they, okay, that in other words, katayin tuva, and he asked for a lot more. Vamar avua de shmuel yachalatayin ad kadei demayim. That you're only allowed, so he was trying to get a lot more money than what these guys damaged. He was trying to get punitive damages on the fact that they ate. So what did avua de shmuel tell him? No, you can only get kadei, the demayim of the goats. Okay, fine. You're limited to collect based on. Okay, but al kapanim, we do see that now he's considered a mosik, and he could be tavea ad kadei demayim, meaning he could hold on to the goats and say, I'm not giving back to you until you pay me what I was owed, at least up to the value of these goats. So the Gemara says, so and nobody's arguing on that. We're not going to suggest that Abaye is arguing on Shmuel. So why over here did Abaye say, go ahead and give these the knife back? So Hasam, the Gemara answers, Hasam la'amida da'avda la'ashuli la'aguriyu. That over there, goats are not something that people would rent out or lend out. And since if they wouldn't lend out or rent out your goats, so therefore, the fact that they're in another guy's possession, he becomes the mochzik. Meaning it's a good taina saying, lekuach, I own them. Because what are we going to tell them, right? There's a normal concept. We would say, hold on one second. The fact that you're holding doesn't mean you own them. Well, it depends. If it's something that normally people would lend out or rent out, so the fact that you're holding them doesn't tell me anything about your ownership. Okay, so hachamidi da'avid la'ashulei v'la'agurehu, and therefore, when it comes to the knife, says Abaya, this is something that people would lend out, and therefore, there is no migu. You don't have a migu getting to say, you don't have a migu saying that it's yours, that you bought it. Teshalach rabhuna bar oven, devarim ha'asuyin la'ashul, things that are normally lent out or la'haskir, or rented out, v'amar l'kuchan ein biyadai, and you say that I bought them, einoi naman. You're not going to be neman to say that you bought them. Rava frakta gemara, Rava lesle hai svara. Rava doesn't hold of this svara. Really? Rava doesn't hold that if it's that you're going to lose your migu if it's something that it's very plausible or quite probable that you rented it or borrowed it. So that means anytime you rent or borrow something, you could just say, hey, it's mine, I own it, now I'm the mochzik? Of course not. So Vaha Rava, afik zuga de sarvala v'safra da gadata mi yasmi. He was mitzi a zuga de sarvala. Okay, this would be scissors that are used for Rashi says shegoizim em semer to shear wool and safra dagadata certain svarim. Again, these are things that people do lend out and rent out. Miyasmi bedvarim asuyin lahashu lahaskir, and Rava was mitzi them. Okay, even from Yisaimim, meaning even Yisaimim who can't taina. Hey, once again, it's ours. Tanina, right? We taina for the Yisaimim, and therefore he was mitzi from the Yisaimim. So Amar Lach Rava. So Rava says, yeah, hainami, these knives as well. Kivan. Demay pigma kapti inish v'lei maishli. No, when it comes to shechita knives, and it turns out it was something like a little bit of a machlokes in Mitzias, that shechita knives, Rava says, that people don't rent out. Abaya holds people would rent out their shechita knives. Rava says they're going to be very sensitive towards pigam on the shechita knife, and therefore he's not going to rent them out. And but really, l'divrei hakol, if it's this idea of a chazaka would depend on if it's something like we said. The Ravuna Bar Oven said that if it's something that you would lend out, if it's something that you would lend out, then the person who is in possession of them, so he doesn't have a tainu, he wouldn't have a migu saying that it's mine. Versus if it's something that's normally not rented out, the fact that somebody's holding on to them, like the case of mashkan, if it's something that it wouldn't be rented out, so in anyways he has a migu, okay, and he does not have to give the mashkan back, even if it was an unauthorized taking of the mashkan, he doesn't have to give it back because now he is considered the mochzik on it. So Hadron Allah. HaMekabel. Okay, we're going to start now the last perek in Baba Metzia. It's very much a Baba Basra Dika perek. Okay, and a lot of the concepts that we're going to see here are going to actually flow through right to the first perek of Baba Basra. So Zakta Mishnah. Habayis Va'aliyah Shel Shtayim. So let's say you have two sons that were Yerish, a duplex, right? A house from their father that had an upstairs and a downstairs. Abayis Aliyah Shal Shnaim Shenaflu, and it collapsed. Shnaim Cholkin, they're both going to divide the Eitzim Ba'avonim Uva'avar, right? So all the materials, you now have a collapse. Who gets to reuse it, right? In those days, the bricks, they could just reuse the bricks and build it into a new house. So who is going to get all of the things from the collapse? So so we say Cholkin, that they split it. V'royin Elu Avonim Hasuyos Leishtaber. We do some sort of forensics to determine which bricks are the broken ones. Now, what we mean is like this. There's two ways that you could have a house, tall something with height, collapse. It could either, if the lower bricks were weak, so that means it crumbled, those became broken, and then there was a collapse that way. Or it was you had some issues with the bricks higher up, and it toppled over. Right? It couldn't support the weight above it, so it toppled over. So we don't know. No, it's depending if it collapsed, it disintegrated from the bottom, so then the bottom bricks were the shvura. If it collapsed and fell over, right, then it would depend on how it fell, right? We could bring in a forensic expert to determine which bricks are likely the whole bricks. Whole bricks are obviously going to be more valuable. So, okay, im hoya echad mehem makir mitzis avanim. Now, if one of the parties recognizes some of his stones, neutlin, he would take his stones, right? So, again, when we say cholkin, what we mean is first, before we start to divide everything that's, quote, left, is if I recognize some of my bricks, I can take my bricks. And then the other guy would take offsetting. Offsetting what? Is it broken or bricks? We'll have to see. The Gemara will discuss. Now, Zakta Gemara. Midiktani Rayin. So now we have a little bit of a problem in the Mishnah. Because it says Rayin. Miklal de'ika lamekam alayhu. It means we could do forensics and we could tell if it collapsed because of the weight, if it fell over, right? Chavsa, it was based on the weight, which means the bottom crumbled out, crumbled from within, okay, and you had a collapse, or bechavta, it toppled over. Ihachi, so the question is, if you could tell how it broke, why are they splitting everything 50-50 based on how it broke should determine whose bricks essentially failed. And those would be the shvuras, the broken bricks. So if it fell by toppling over, so then it means that the bricks higher up were the ones that failed. And those are the ones that are the broken bricks. If it collapsed, then it's the lower bricks that were the ones that collapsed. So again, we can look at the pile, do forensic, determine who should get the shvuras and who should get the whole. Who should get the whole bricks? Who should get the broken bricks? Why did the Mishnah just say, Cholkin, that you divided? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, denafo belayla, it fell at night. Okay, so you can't do forensics. So the Gemara says, well, wake up in the morning and call in your forensic expert then. V'lechazin b'tzafra, why don't we see in the morning? So the Gemara says, the faninu was cleared away. V'lechazin man faninu v'lishayle. So let's ask the brick clearing service, ask them how it fell, right? We can do some detective work to discover, to get our forensics. So the Gemara says, the faninu b'nei rishus harabim v'azli la'alma. So what really happened was the b'nei rishus harabim, they cleared them away. There were some public do-gooders. We can't track them down. And they're gone. So the Gemara says, okay, well, lamaisa, the bricks are sitting, we're thinking, in one of them, right? So in one of their properties. Why are you saying kolkin? So the Gemara says, leitzricha, the yatvin b'chatzur d'tarayu, it's sitting in the chatzur that belongs to both of them, or it's sitting in an area that belongs to none of them. Inami b'rishus harabim. So again, it was cleared away by unknown, anonymous people. We can't do forensics. We have no idea of knowing all the bricks got mixed up. There is no chazaka. There's no amaisi mechaver alav araya, and therefore it's going to be a case of cholkin. Okay, according to everybody in that situation.
Then what are they splitting if it's the faninu?
Huh? No, faninu means it's here, but it was cleared to the side, so it was moved. So I can't tell which were the upper bricks or the lower bricks. Biba yisema, or we could say that really, no, you don't have to go this far, but shutvin ninu. There's a standard understanding that shutvin are not going to be kapad. And really, you could technically say, however, this is what specifically the din is coming to say, is shutvin aren't kapdi, and therefore they're going to split all the materials that are left over. Now, the Mefarshim discuss what happens when we say cholkin. So the Ran says that it's proportionally. Right. Let's say you had a lower house that was, 60% and 40%. So you would take it proportionally. Rashi, they want to learn Rashi that Akol lefi agayva she'echad hu gayva mechaverei v'avana va'afra meruba mishachaver cholkin lefi she'ein nikar ezo avanam shel elyam ezo avanam shel tachtayim. There are some Rishonim that want to learn Rashi that you're cholkin, and that's the chiddush. Right? It's almost like ask the question the other way. Pshita. What do you mean? Of course you would split it proportionally. What's the, why is the, how, again, pshita, sorry, that if you don't know what happened, that you should split it. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even if one residence was bigger than the other, so we'd still say cholting. Now the question is, how could you say that? So again, you have to say that again, the Mukhi Yesus says that we're talking about a case where we don't know whose is, one is bigger. We don't know whose is bigger. That's the way they, sorry, that's the way they explain Rashi, that we don't know whose is bigger. They're both being tainah, and therefore it's a regular old case where two people are tainah. We don't know who's truth, and therefore we're going to say cholken l'dibra ha'kol in that, meaning no, there's no hamaytzi mechaveir or lavaraya in that case. Fine. Imhaya echad mehem makir. So we said if one of them recognizes his bricks, so then he gets to take his bricks. Right? And vahala matan. So the question is, hold on 1 second. You're saying if one of them is makir, he could take it. What is the other guy? What's he saying? Vahala matan. Either karmar in pshita. If he says, yeah, fine, it's yours. I agree, it's not mine. I can't determine that. I know that it's not mine. So then it's pashit that you would be able to take your bricks. Mi layamar in. And if you didn't say in, lama naital. Okay, so if I'm not agreeing, so why do you get to take it? Just because you tainad? I say, no, it's mine. You say it's yours. I say it's mine. So why do you get to take it? Elo damale any idea. So must be we're talking about where the countertaina was any idea. So if so, I frek the gemara. So we're saying bari v'shema bari adif, that the bari is going to win. Limit to have the tiyufta. The Rav Nachman, if you recognize this, we had this not too long ago, right? This is a kasha. Rav Nachman de idmar mana li biyadcha. That one person says you owe me money. Vahala aimer, and the other person says any idea. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda amri chayiv. They're going to be chayiv v'shvua. It's considered a magdim mitzvahs. However, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechanan, Amri Potter. You're Potter from Shavua, right? You're Potter. We can't be Machayev Yeshua based on that. This is not going to be a case of. It's not going to be a case of magdim mitzvahs. It's going to be Potter, okay? Because Bari Veshema. Lav bari. Aldif, that's what Rav Nachman holds. So why over here, if the guy, one guy is saying it's my bricks, and the other guy is saying I don't know, why do we say that the guy who said it's my bricks, why does he win out? So the Gemara says Kedama Rav Nachman, like we said in Rav Nachman, sheyesh esek shvua minehem, meaning if there's another shvua, a magdim mitzvah sort of shvua, that's why we could be b'chayiv it. Hachanami, meaning Rav Nachman would agree in that case, Hachanami ki gan sheyesh esek shvua b'neihem, which would be, what would be the case? Hechidami, esek shvua kide rava da amar rava mana li b'yadcha. What is the case of esek shvua? Where a person tainas, hey, you owe me money. V'hala imer, ein lecha b'yadi ela chamishim, v'ashar eni yodea. So he's saying, I don't know about the rest. So too over here, what's happening? One person is saying, all these bricks are mine. Over here, he's being maidam and mitzvahs to some of it. And others, he's saying, eini yodea, because he's a maidam and mitzvahs on some of it, on some of the bricks. So some of the bricks, he's saying, yes, I know that they're yours. Therefore, you give him a chayev a shvua, okay? Meaning, therefore, he's going to win out, even though we say, bari b'shem ala bari adif, since he's going to chayev a shvua, this is esek shvua b'neihem. Therefore, again, now, any idea, right? How did we explain this? We're not going to be tuchsh any yachol lishava mishali. So he's chayev a shvua because the maidam and mitzvahs. All these bricks are mine. The other person is saying some of them are yours. The rest of them, I don't know. That's a maidam and mitzvahs. And therefore, maidam and mitzvahs should have to swear. He can't swear. So therefore, he's going to, quote, have to pay. What does that mean over here? What that means is that the person who has the taina is going to take his bricks. Now, the question is, and the Achorinim all asked this question, well, what about halach? We want to tie this back to the beginning of the Masechta, right? It's halach. What we're saying is, look, a guy's tining 100 bricks. He's saying 50 of them I know are yours. Take them. The other 50, I don't know. My name is, I can't swear. So what happened to him? So there are various answers. I saw one answer, I think is nicely, if you want to just kind of sidestep the issue. But one of it is that halach is on a transference, meaning I come to you and I say, you owe me $100. You say, here's 50. So I'm giving you the 50. That's halach. But over here, we're talking about where the bricks are piled up. Let's say if we go with one of the earlier answers of the Gemara, they're piled up in the Rishus HaRabim, or in Rishus that belongs to both of us. I'm not, because I'm admitting to you that half the bricks are yours, I'm not giving them to you. It's not a halach. I'm not going and saying, taking $50 out of my pocket and saying, here's 50 and the other, right? That's not a case of, this is not a case of halach because he's not transferring it over. You're in a situation where all these bricks are specific and I'm able to point out, again, which are yours or which are mine, but it's not that I'm giving you something from me to you on the transferring. So it's not a classic case of halach, and you could maybe sidestep and skirt the halach issue. So again, the guy who identifies his stones, So he would get the stones, and the other guy would get an offset, right? He would be able to take corresponding to the known stones. So Sabrav Alameh Melefi Cheshbin Shvurais, that again, I know my stones, so I'm going to take whole ones. I'm picking out my stones, right? A person wouldn't be able to recognize the broken ones. Why? He wouldn't want to take the broken ones, right? The whole point is I want to take the good ones. So I'm going to go, oh, I recognize that was from my east wall, right? That was from my south wall. Okay, so I'm going to take those. So the other guy, the Havamina is, would take an offsetting Shvuras because it's on it, he can't identify. Alma Kivan da Amar Eini Yodea Rea Tfei. Because the second guy, the guy who can identify, he's in a better position. I know what's mine. The other guy doesn't know. And therefore, he's going to get the junk. He's going to get the broken pieces. Amarle Abaya Adaraba. Hold on 1 second. No, we could use a little bit of lumdus. We could make a diag. Meaning, if anything, the first guy's in a weaker position. Why? The person in time is. Because when he says, I know that's mine, and I know that's mine, what he's basically saying is, I know the rest of them are not mine. If I'm able to pick out. So Adraba, hi Ray Tfe, Midahani Yoda, Tfe lo Yoda. Su Lesle. So he's basically saying the rest of them I have no claim to. The Idach Kulu Dehechninu. It's almost like he's saying they all belong to the other guy. In other words, if I just say I don't know, so then we split 50-50. But once I start picking out what I know, the mashmaz is that everything else that I didn't pick, I'm basically saying I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's not mine.
He recognizes the stuff for sure, those are mine, and then what about the other ones? I'm not sure.
Again, but that would put him in a weaker position because he's basically saying, by selecting out ones that he knows, he's basically saying the other ones I almost, don't care about. So, Ela Amar Abayel Efi Cheshbin Shleima. So it must be, what we mean is that, no, of course you can't, there can't be a disadvantage. What we're saying is that if one party recognizes their stones, they can take their stones. Now the other party would get whole stones corresponding. The point is, I can get my stones back. Okay? Now, if so, Ihachi mai kamahanile. So, what's the benefit? Why did the Mishnah have to tell us that the second guy will get corresponding whole stones? If you're taking, you're recognizing your whole stones, so he's getting whole stones. So, what's the benefit? So, the Gemara says, Lamalavna Ravacha. If, let's say, one's wider, so he likes the dimensions of this one, it's a good foundation stone. I recognize this one. Okay? So then he would get a whole stone, but not all stones are exactly the same. Okay? So therefore, it could end up being a slight benefit. Inami, Tina, Dema'avadya. Okay? Dema'avda. Okay? It's the stone, the cement around it, so he's able to salvage that. He's saying, hey, I know that stone, the one that comes with cement around it, that would be considered more valuable, but since he knows that's his, the other guy would only just get a regular stone offsetting that. So again, there's some sort of benefit over here, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that if you recognize yours. So again, we concluded the sugya yesterday discussing bringing a raya from, it seemed like a two-part brisa, but it ended up being, we said Rashi learns at the Tanya Idach, Stan Tanya Idach, a raya from the fact that we tied in Zug Shal Saprim and Semet Shal Parais, that we tied in, and we said that those are both two-part kalim, and you're only going to be chayiv two. In the second part of the brisa, we learned that Havamina, you're only going to be chayiv one. Tamalomer Layachmo Rechayim Varochev, that any two-part kalim going to be chayiv two. But what do we see? You're only chayiv two, not three. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda. We had the story of the guy who took unauthorized taking of a mashkin of a knife from a sheichet, and the bais said, give it back immediately. And Rava said, no, hold on 1 second, right? This is something that people don't normally lend out, which means you have a chazakah that you could say it's yours, and therefore you don't have to deal with it anymore. The guy wants his knife back, he'll have to come to you with the money. You are now the muchzik on it. And we said the reason that generally a bayah would agree, right? So what they're arguing about is this something that a person would lend out or not? And then we transitioned to the new parak of a bayah spaliyah. We said that if it belongs to both of them and it fell, they can split it. We said, what's the case of splitting it, meaning can't you do forensics? And the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where either you can't do forensics, it was cleared away, and now there's no amitz mechaber l'baraya, it's not in any one of them, neither of them are muchzik and the rishus where it's sitting, therefore it could be chalkin, or we said that in regards to shutim, they're not normally kapti adadi, and therefore we would just say chalkin, and then we said, if one of them recognizes his brick, so we would say, we said, what is the other guy tining? That he gets to take his brick. The other guy is tining that I don't know. And to avoid Rav Nachman, we really have to make it a case where he's admitting to some and then tining I don't know on the rest. Now it's Mechayev Esek Shvua, Mechayev Shvua, Moedim Mitzas. And therefore, Mitel Sheni Yachol Lishava Mishalem, which essentially means that the person tining which the stones are his would get to keep them. And then we said at the end that if you can identify your stones, you would be able to take your stones. And we said that it doesn't mean Savar Rava Lamemar that The other guy would get offsetting broken ones. We said Abaye says no, that you wouldn't. He would get whole stones as well. What's the benefit again if it's a little bit more of a better stone, or it's got its plaster more intact? So then that would be the benefit that the person tining, saying I know which one is mine, would get from that.